right. So I am delighted to present the Texas Civil Procedure Update. This is a paper that I co-authored with Professor Carlson, who I'm sure most of you know or have read her treatises or other CLE papers. This paper's format is a little different than most. If you have it pulled up, it's quite lengthy. I think it's over 250 pages. And so we, of course, will not cover all of that material today. But the reason for its length is our hope is that it will be helpful in your practice. The index is quite detailed. So the hope is if you come across an issue, you just need a starting point. That index is there for you to see recent cases, to get a refresher of, various standards. And so we'll go through some of that material today, cases that I thought were interesting, good reminders, recent cases that I'll hopefully pinpoint some of those issues for you. One other comment is I tried when I'm selecting cases not to overlap other issues that are covered in the remainder of the conference. So if you're wondering why a certain topic wasn't discussed, it's because I think it's going to be covered either later today or tomorrow, and I didn't want to duplicate those efforts for you. Okay, so let's go to page 13 of the paper. This is on arbitration, and this case is the Amateur Athletic Union. And the reason that I thought this case was good to discuss is it deals with non-signatories to an arbitration agreement. That's not something that's particularly new this year, but I thought this case was interesting because you have a situation where none of the parties involved signed the arbitration agreement. So the question was, can we actually still compel arbitration when, in fact, no one signed this agreement? So to go through some of the background, you have an individual who the plaintiff who filed suit had been a member of this organization for over 30 years.